Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, it is A Hard Hits with Derek Felix and John Gianorio. It's Flex and JPG for the next half an hour. Coming up next on the Hard Hits Network of shows. Get ready. To Hard Hits. I'm your host, Derek Flex Felix. It is a Wednesday evening here at 11:02 here on the East Coast in New York City, Staten Island to be exact, the Forgotten Borough, the Park Borough. Good evening. So it is a Hard Hits waiting on my co-host out in the great state of Nevada, John Gianorio, to call in. And for now, we're just doing 30-minute shows for now, and, 30 minutes live, but, you know, if you do get a chance to tune in, if you actually do click on that link, as I linked it up on Twitter, at Colby274Heart, you could follow me on Twitter, you could tune in for half an hour. We do go into overtime. I think there still is overtime for the shows, even though we're doing shorter shows right now, but that, of course, is after we go off the live air. So, you know, just check out our podcasts and tune in. All right, I want to start off with a little bit of basketball. The Nets get their seventh consecutive victory as they are able to come back and defeat the Bulls tonight in Chicago. Not exactly the greatest game, but I think what you saw there is even on a back-to-back, the second night of a back-to-back situation, you saw a team that's coming together in the Nets that are more experienced against a team that's a little younger and not as poised, and I think that was the difference in the 96-93 win for the Nets. You know, they did not play that well, and I don't think that was a surprise. I think that, you know, when you're playing a back-to-back situation and they came off a real emotional win against the Lakers, they're gonna be a little tired. And the Bulls played a pretty hard game from what I saw. I thought Chris Dunn looked pretty good in the fourth quarter. They certainly had their chances, but I felt that they self-destructed in the last couple of minutes there, JPG. as we bring in John Gene Oreo from Vegas. What's going on?
Not much. It's good. Always good to speak to the president of the Chris Dunn fan club.
Well, you know what it is with Chris Dunn. I watched him in college. So I watched him play for Providence for a few years, and I like what I saw when he was in school and he played in the Big East. I'm familiar with him. I know the kind of game he brings. I know he's going to play gritty. He's going to play hard-nosed. I thought the offensive foul, they called offensive foul on him on a screen. Didn't really look like much of a foul, but sometimes that happens. That was a critical play because it allowed the Nets to get the ball back. And the Nets made the plays they had to make to win this game, JPG. That's what it really boils down to. That's why they won.
Well, I don't know. I didn't watch the game because it was the Nets playing the Bulls.
Well, you also wanted to get a little workout in, and, you know, you should take advantage of that. You know, you got the gym there. It's great. It's a good setup for you. So I give you credit, man. If I had that set up, that would be pretty cool.
It's true. I'm watching Golden State in Utah right now for your ooze.
Are you really? I didn't even realize they were playing. We can get to some other quickies as well. You know, this is a half hour live, so I'll be quick. I'm just going to give a quick insight here as to what happened at the end of the game. I thought the Nets just ran good plays. They ran better plays. They were trailing by a point, and they ran a couple of good plays, I thought. They ran a good play. They ran a double screen for Joe Harris, and Joe Harris made a tough driving layup. But it was like an off balance, you know. It was one of those drives where, you know, kind of off balance, but he made a tough shot. It wasn't defended too badly either. That put them ahead. And the Bulls did not execute. They had a chance on an inbounds to get a final shot, JPG. And Markkanen had a little bit of trouble getting it inbounds. He wanted to get it to Chris Dunn, because Chris Dunn had been their player. He'd been the guy who had been making the plays in the game. He was 11 for 21 from the field. And he scored, I think he scored about maybe, I want to say he had about 8 points in the fourth, 8 of his 24 game high for the Bulls in the fourth quarter, maybe 9 or 10. But he was the one guy that seemed to be scoring. And Markkanen couldn't get to him because the Nets denied him the ball. That was a real good job by Spencer Dinwiddie. After Dinwiddie had a really bad turnover where he forgot that the shot clock was running down and he threw it to D'Angelo Russell, but the off balance three pointer where he one timed it. Bulls had their chance, JPG. Markkanen had to throw it into Justin Holiday. Holiday just dribbled very wildly. He was looking to hand it off all the way to Dunn, and he made a terrible pass. He telegraphed it, and one of the Nets broke it up. It was well defended, and it resulted in a turnover. And Markkanen tried to get a jump ball, but it was a foul. And did what he made both free throws. And Dinwiddie's just really good, JPG. A game high 27 points for Spencer Dinwiddie, the pros pro. Yeah, I mean, and he's just a winning ball player. I mean, we talked about the sixth man before, and I like Dinwiddie. And the Bulls had one last chance, and well, they tried a three quarter pass to Markkanen, you know, because Markkanen could shoot the ball, but that wasn't going to work. Broken up, and but Dinwiddie is a good player, JPG.
I agree with that, and actually, players like him are part of why I'm so down on Chris Dunn, because it's like you look, and it's like all these teams have a guy that's better.
Well, I mean, you know what? I mean, Dinwiddie is the classic overachiever. He works hard out there. He can score. He can shoot from outside. He gets his teammates involved. He's just a really good player. And it took him a little while. But now he re-signed and got a 3-year extension. Or what? What's he getting, like $9 million a year after when it starts next year? That's a bargain for the
something
Nets.
Like that for your ooze.
That's a great deal. So, I felt been watching. Well, I didn't watch the first three quarters. The game was on the radio here, so I was listening to a little bit of it. And, of course, I got a tweet from Madison Miller about this game because it involved our friend, Frank, and his Bulls. We were hoping that the Bulls would win the game just to see Frank get upset because, well, he's rooting for them to lose every game. Yeah. That's the kind of fan that Frank is.
No tanking allowed.
You know what it is? Look, you want to tank? Okay, fine. You want your team to tank? Go ahead. Root for your team. Then let them tank. But when, you know what, though? I'm going to introduce something, JPJ.
Introduce.
And I'm just going to say it very quick. Fans like Frank, or at Frank's Yanks, and he's a very good Yankee, and I'm glad that baseball doesn't allow tanking like that. Fans like Frank are what's wrong with sports. That's what's wrong with sports right there. Where the only thing he tweets after the game is Nets. Nets. With an exclamation point or exclamation mark as the game's ending. Just like, are you kidding me? By the way, if you want some background on Frank, he's Justin's friend. They used to be really tight. Frank works for the Department of Sanitation. We used to do fantasy baseball together when I was in the baseball league. And he knows his sports. He's a huge Bulls fan and a huge Jordan fan, obviously. So, like you, he was kind of spoiled with those early championships, but he was a little older. He's 35. So that's Frank. He roots for the Yankees, the Bulls, and the Dolphins. He's a Dolphin fan, JPJ. There you go.
Well,
and a Ranger fan.
Got some interesting team choices there.
Yeah, you want to bet? Yeah, I'll say. He must. I think he was a big Dorito fan. I think that's what it boils down to. Just given the details on him. Yeah, I mean, he's loyal to his teams. I'm not knocking him here. I think he stays with his teams. And he's also a huge Michigan Wolverines fan in football. So he was pretty, he had a few choice words to say about Jim Harbaugh after Michigan lost that game to Ohio State. Yeah, he was not too happy with that. None too pleased with that. I just think that rooting for your team to lose, yeah, this is why I don't like tanks. I mean, he celebrates the losses. Okay. I don't know. I think fans like that deserve to suffer a cruel fate as a fan.
Don't you root for the Rangers to lose?
I don't root for them to lose. I watched
them. Are you sure about that?
I don't root for them to lose, though. This is my attitude. You want to know my approach to this season, which you really want to know? If they win a game, it's an added bonus. It's nice. I want to see them have good games or win games. You know, I want them to be competitive. But when they lose, or if they lose, I don't make a big deal out of it. Unless they don't give any effort, like in a game before last night's game, you know, where they basically did nothing. Where I think I ranted about that a few nights ago. So, I just want to see hear, if I'm tuning in on the radio, because I did it on the radio last night. I want there to be a consistent effort. That's all. That's all I'm looking for. That's it. Okay.
Consistency.
Yeah. So if they win, excellent. Even though it doesn't, I know they're not making the playoffs, and I know probably better for them. Probably going to be better for them, you know, to lose some games. But I don't openly root. I can't openly root for my teams to lose. It's okay. Relax. Okay. You could interject at any time on this if you like.
I'm watching the end of this game. Your boy,
how much
quite
time?
A man, just hit two free throws. There's a minute 16 left. Utah's up by 6, now up by 3. Durant just drilled a 3-pointer.
All right, you know what? Why don't we just stay with you? You can give us some updates. We've got a few minutes. Why not?
All right, let's see. Utah's got the ball. Ingles dribbling around. Rubio, Spider-Man, Spider-Man 3, Brick. Klay Thompson rebound. Durant dribbles it up. Just past half court now. Durant driving. Up, oh, pull up 3. Brick, rebound Spider-Man. 36 seconds left. Utah with the ball. Golden State's got to get a stop here. It's probably the game.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man dribbling the clock out. 7 seconds left. Starts making his move. Thompson's guarding him. Nope, he dribbled it off his knee and out of bounds.
Waited too long.
Yeah. 1.8 left on the clock. Oh, wait, maybe it's still Utah ball. I can't tell.
Are they reviewing it? No,
they've got to be reviewing it. It looked like it was clearly off his knee. Yeah, 100%.
So you said there's overall ball left?
No, just on the more shot time? Clock.
Yeah, there's got to be a little more time. It's got to be like five
there's
or 17. 6 seconds.
17.6. 17.6 left in the game.
That's what there is? Okay.
Golden
yeah, I'm taking a look.
Plenty of time.
I'm going to take a look. I know the Rockets had set a NBA record of 26 threes against the Wizards tonight in a 136-118 victory. I'm just taking a quick glance. There's a lot of games on tonight.
Your boy, Big Game James, was just drilling threes.
I'll bet. I'll bet he was. I mean, the Wizards are not exactly known for their defense.
I heard him say this one's for Derek on one of them.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very honored. I'm very honored by that. That's a nice thing. That's a very nice thing right there. Looks like all the scoring came from two guys in this game for the Warriors. 32 for Curry and 30 for Durant.
Klay Thompson with another brick fest. Still convinced that some team should give him a max contract?
Well, hold on. Am I convinced that who should have a long-term contract, Clay?
You still think someone should give him a contract? Yeah.
I think he needs off that team. That's what I think. I think if he signed with another team like the Knicks or whoever, he could definitely be a feature guy. I don't know.
He's been laying bricks all year, son.
I know he has not played like he can play, but you know he's still getting. I think he's still averaging like 23 points a game. Like he hasn't been shooting well from three this year.
Nope,
that's
open
true.
Open three for Iguodala. Brick. Rebound, Curry. Ball out of bounds. They're saying it goes to the Warriors. They're going to have to review this. 2.4 seconds left, deflect.
These don't sound like they're great possessions.
Both of these possessions have been horrendous. That ball's off Curry.
Yeah, they wanted to try to hook up the Warriors right there. That's what they were trying to do. Bryant's strategy.
Who was trying to hook up the Warriors?
Well, obviously the refs. They obviously wanted the. You know, we have another guest, actually. Let me bring him in. This is a
Why are they
show.
Showing such a crappy angle on this play? I don't understand this.
He is the one and only from parts unknown. My brother by blood relation, JNF Justin Fields, is back. Good evening.
We have to review this. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? So they're reviewing.
Yeah, that's off Curry. It's off Curry. The angle that they're showing is bad, but you can clearly see him touch it last.
Okay, good. So the game's over. All right.
Yeah, it's over.
Did Golden State play last night? I don't think they did.
How much are they down by? Three?
They're down by three with like 2.4 seconds left.
2.4
seconds.
But
if they don't get the ball here, it's over.
Well, it's Utah ball. It's going to be Utah ball once they.
I mean,
Donovan
to me, it looks
Mitchell,
definitive, but you never know what these refs are going to do.
Donovan Mitchell shot 19% in this game. Oh, boy.
How many of these games are the Warriors going to have to lose before people admit that something's going on?
Six-star laboratory.
I think
they're
really hard
to win the title again.
I think it's really hard to, I think it's hard to stay motivated during the regular season when you're going for that many titles. That's just, that's my opinion. They won three out of the last four, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. But do you think Houston was a little unmotivated at the beginning of the year?
No, I think Chris Paul was playing like shit.
Okay. I'm just curious. I just wanted to see. You know, I remember when the Heat. Didn't the Heat have similar like starts to seasons where after they won, you know, their championships, you know, kind of similar.
The LeBron Heat.
Yeah, they had a couple.
I don't
early.
I think maybe the last year, but that was because Nee Wade took like half the season off.
No, it was the first year.
Yeah, I mean they took a little time to get chemistry. What so did they decide on this stupid thing already?
Yeah, it's Utah ball. Oh, Spider-Man caught the inbound. He's going to the line.
Who's that?
Donovan
Mitchell.
Fuck, but he doesn't know all these in jokes. Donovan Mitchell.
Five for 26 tonight. Wow. That's not good.
South Mars.
You said that was 19% for us.
I did. 19.
Well, he made the first free throw. So now it's
that's 4 for 6 from
107-103.
Well, that wraps it.
The second one.
It doesn't matter.
4-point play coming up.
Yeah.
No, he hit both
point.
Of them.
I think they should put in the 5-point shot. Yeah. Everybody shoots threes, right?
Hey, if it was Gary Bennett, he would.
He would.
Well, I hate to break it. Started shooting from like so far back that even if they put in a 5-point line, I think a lot of these guys would still make it.
That's the point, son.
Yeah, put the 5-pointer in. I want. You know what? Let's go for 6. I want the 6-point shot. Now, Justin.
They did have a 6-point shot. Well, it was 25-point shot. And Rockin' Jock.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
What are you going to say, John? What were you going to say?
Oh, I was detailing to JPG Frank's background about how he's a Bulls fan, even though he's rooting for him to lose every game this year and celebrate mm-hmm. it as soon as the Bulls lost the game. That he's a Dolphins fan. You know, of course, and he's a Rangers fan and a Yankees fan. You know Frank very well. Why don't you want to give JPG a little more background on Frank?
What did you want to know, though? I don't understand.
I didn't ask about any of this, Chana.
I think Derek just brought up because he said he thought he probably thinks that you would identify Frank as both fans.
Well, I think mostly Derek just wanted to come up with an excuse for why he roots for Chris Dunn.
No, I was coming up with a valid reason why people who root for losses and tanks deserve to have unjust results.
Unjust? Who's making these unjust results?
Hey, if the Knicks can lose every lottery, right, and never move up, never win any players since Patrick Ewing, then I want the Bulls to somehow fall out of the top three. Next year.
What
and
lottery
Frank,
have they lost?
Frank.
You rooted for meaningless victories. You got those meaningless victories, and you paid the price.
What do you mean? We got Chris
you wanted them. You wanted them to keep winning, and you'd be better off if you had Carl Anthony Towns.
Would we?
Oh, yeah.
Not so sure.
I'm pretty sure.
You really think so? Say enough. You want to take this?
I think we would, but Porzingis is up there as a good player.
He is a good player, but Towns is like one of the best.
You know, if I remember correctly, Porzingis was more dominant at the start of last year than
Well, he was at the start of last year before he got hurt.
Towns has had his ups and downs. You know what? I've got a special guest that's calling in. I can't believe what I'm seeing. I can't believe my eyes. You know what? I'm just going to bring them in, okay? All right. You are on Hard Hits Network here of shows.
I am officially unretired.
Wow. What's Derek going to talk about all day long from now on?
Hey, Rob. Rodney Hampton's going to score tomorrow, right?
Exactly. Phil Sims is going to march him down the field. Thank you, Stephen A. Smith. Oh, Lord.
How's it going, Robert?
Not much. How's it going?
You know what I like? I like how you decided to call it to the shows now that they're half an hour long live.
It fits more into my time schedule. So
you know what? I don't blame you. You know, I don't know
it's
if we're having overtime or what.
It's East Coast catered for my time schedule.
There you go.
You know what? It is. Actually.
What's that?
11 o'clock show. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it's overtime. It's always overtime.
So we haven't heard from you in a while. I mean, where do you want to start? You want to start with the Yankees' big lunch with Manny Machado? I hope there was no food poisoning.
Worst 100-win team ever. Get them all out of here. They suck. They're not going anywhere. They will not win a World Series under Hal Steinbrenner. It won't happen. He's going to have to sell the team. A lot like James Dolan is trying to sell the Knicks and Rangers.
God, if you wanted to come up with like the stereotypical entitled New York fan that everyone hates, it would be somebody saying worst 100 win team ever.
They are the worst 100 win team ever. Get them all out of here. They're garbage. Get them out of here.
Is that wrong?
I think it is.
We need Raul Montes' dead career corpse to come back.
You know what?
I guarantee the Mets will be better than the Yankees this year.
Oh, God.
<Ooh.
laughs>
I am putting that on the line.
I don't know about that.
I'm putting that on the line. It is gonna happen. I'm telling you.
Why?
It's just a feeling. The Yankees are gonna lose like 15, 17 more games this year than they lost last year.
You know what? I don't know if they'll lose that many.
Get them out of here.
Derek's like, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The bums, a whole lot of them.
Get them out of here. I'm loving this. This is great. I mean, we're about to go into overtime, and Rob Davis has just given more energy to the show than any show that we do in 5 minutes.
Yeah. You know, and that's why I had to retire. I had to retire for a while because I need to find my smile again. You know, so I found it, and I'm back.
Where had you lost it, Rob?
I don't know. It was out in the wilderness. You lost
it. You lost it.
Oh no!
What the fuck?
I don't know what's gonna happen if we're having overtime or not, or if we just get caught off by the Block Talk Lady. But this has been very.
You know, I miss that Block Talk Lady when we would be in the middle of a conversation and it would just cut out.
Hey, that happened to me at JPG last night.
Like, and she was like, thank you for calling Block Talk Radio.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm like, fuck
Dak,
you.
Dak, you know what you should do?
This trollop.
What should I do?
This is a suggestion from me, Rob, and JPG. We're avid fans of Tony Schiavone in WCW. You should get a Tony Schiavone clip saying, we're out of time, folks, and as we get cut off.
You know what? I'll delete my other two South clips, and I'll get one of those if you want.
No, but ask me right on cue. Instead of, like, other things.
They'll have three sound waves, right? And two of them are still ones that I use. So that's good. So maybe I could get rid of...
You don't have to do it. I'm just kidding. You don't have to really do it.
You know what? JPG.
What's up?
You know how I was saying that fans like Craig who celebrate losses for tags should not get rewarded? This is what I think Frank should get for doing that.
You know, and that sound not only sums up what you said, that sound also sums up the 2018 Carolina Panthers season. Straight down the toilet. Man.
You don't want to see me, man.
But it means so much. It means so much.
It means everything. You know, they love their team. They love their team. Don't you know it, man? How could you do this? What's funny is I predicted exactly what this would happen, so that only makes me happier. I pat myself on the back.
Holy
that.
Fucking
you
shit.
You know,
self
high five, you know?
Oh, you said they were going to go on like an 8-game losing streak or something, right?
You know, close enough. They started 6-2.
I know.
So,
Rob,
and I was like, yo, I did.
That's because Dan's a fan of the team. He probably saw it coming.
No, that's the thing. I saw their team and players that they have. I was like, this is a mirage. They're not going to be that good. And then they just kind of went downhill.
I only have one thing to say about that, Rob. You're the worst damn impersonation ever. You ready? Man, the smoke and mirrors, man.
I it's my first night back. I'm not gonna do it. You know, I'm gonna save that for another time. You know, so that's that.
You know what?
the Panthers drought is good enough. That's good enough.
I think we still have like another 10 minutes or 12 minutes, whatever we got. But you want to stay with the NFL? I mean, who do you think – if you, Rob, I mean, you're the insider and you obviously know what the hell you're talking about. So who do you think is going to be in the – who do you think – give me your final four, your AFC title game, your NFC title, who you think is going to make the Super Bowl?
All right, my final four in AFC championship – is going to be the LA Chargers versus the Indianapolis Colts. That's my AFC championship. Yes.
Derek just perked up.
You did, yes. I gave a little bit of credit. I'm coming around, you know. Yeah, I'm coming around on that. My NFC championship is let's see. The LA Rams. Actually, no, I'm sorry. The New Orleans Saints versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
Don't do it. I knew he was gonna do it.
Oh, wow,
you know what that means? You know what that means? You know what that means, Rob? You know what? Which team was a one and done in the playoffs? That happened.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Oh, how would Derek cope with that?
That team from the Windy City.
Oh boy.
My Super Bowl prediction. I thought about this, you know, and I can't explain it, but the Eagles are a better team with Nick Foles than they are with Carson Wentz. For whatever reason they are, they respond better to him. My Super Bowl is going to be the L.A. Chargers versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
You realize that if this happens, we're never going to hear the end of it on the radio from all these people about Carson Wentz.
Amazing. Amazing.
You know, it's possible.
And as much as I like him as a quarterback, he's one of my favorite quarterbacks of years and years and years since he was in college. But my Super Bowl champions for the 2019 season are the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh.
Oh, Rob is so bold.
You know what?
I'm predicting
this.
A repeat.
I don't know if I could deal with the Eagle fan celebrating, but the fact that it's our rivals, but it's not like the Giants are going anywhere. So I guess I'll just have to deal with it if that happens.
You know who else isn't going anywhere?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Chicago Bears.
Okay. Well, I was gonna name a quarterback with a no trade clause, but we can go with the Bears too.
I did not think you were gonna go in that direction. I thought you were gonna talk about your favorite nickname, your quarterback that you nicknamed Mediocre Mitch.
Oh no! I was going to talk about about Broadway Eli and his no trade.
No trade clause. That was apparently a holdup in that contract when they gave him $84 million to go 500 or below 6 to 7 years. That
the
you can't go anywhere.
Why would you give an aging quarterback a no trade clause? I don't really understand that.
Because Eli clearly threw a tantrum.
Nope.
Eli Manning held back Davis Webb III, Derek. Just think about that.
Did he have a sledgehammer in his hand?
He had the no trade clause. He might as well
have been
Triple H sledgehammer.
I don't know what to say. I was going to blame Jerry Reese for that, but somewhere along the line.
No, that is on. That is Eli. Sure. Eli wanted to play for the Giants, and Eli just wanted to stay there.
He wanted to be loyal. He wanted to be loyal to the franchise, man. I mean, he doesn't want to be a rebel.
Well, he was disloyal to his original franchise. Former San Diego Chargers. So.
A team that has a legit chance to win the Super Bowl this year.
They do.
Yes, they do. They won,
do. I'm so glad, and I hope that you're right, because I don't want to see the Patriots, and I don't think they're good anyway. I don't want to see them in the AFC title game. I do not want to see that.
Man, I'm gonna beat the Chiefs for 5 minutes, man. I got a question for you.
What do you have?
If the Bears wind up facing the Patriots in the Super Bowl, who are you going to root for?
Oh, I'm going to root for Maroon 5, baby.
part of me, as my Super Bowl pick, wants to pick the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Chicago Bears.
Is that like a double button push?
It would be pretty incredible. Of what?
Chief fans versus
that
Mecca.
Don't want their team to win. Hey, Mecca just wants the Chiefs to get a better draft pick, man.
Man, they can't be picking 25. They got a big 5, man.
He needs to build his
mattress. Rob, don't you understand, man? If we don't win the division, we get a better draft pick, man.
Oh, man.
Where does that leave Dan?
Man.
That's what I want to know.
Oh, God. Probably on Facebook getting burned by Rob's sister.
Marianne, that's my team, man. They mean so much.
Where were these teachers when I was in high school? My sister's just like not sleeping with you.
Oh my God. It was savage.
That response.
45 minutes in the truck crying.
You know, in the words of Chris Jericho, my sister just made Dan's list. You know?
Yeah. No, wait, that's what she said. What's the sentence?
Along with all of us.
Oh.
She just made the list.
The list is no more.
He didn't respond for like 30 minutes, and then he clicked like on her comment. I was like, Jesus.
He was thinking about it. He probably was like editing. He first was responding and editing, and then he realized I better delete the comment.
I like your comment, man.
Oh,
well,
Lord.
I think it takes a big oos to admit that was a wicked comment. It was good. They got old.
Oh, like Dan actually admitted it was a wicked comment.
Yeah, I know he did it. I know. I'm trying to be nice here, you know? I'm trying, you know. Yeah.
Cool.
It's a little hard. Yeah, you know, I push a lot of buttons on this show and text messages and weird text messages.
Yeah.
Where I'm getting pushed back.
No one's a bigger troll than the man hosting this show right now.
Although I have to give my sister the troll comment of the year, though, because she doesn't ever even talk to Dan other than him randomly commenting on her statuses sometimes. So she just came in with it.
Well, you know what she did? She went hard. She came in hard. You know,
Who commented on whose status?
No, Derek had posted something about a high school teacher sleeping with a student, whatever. And
I did.
It was like a short age distance. Or the kid was actually 18 years old, and this woman's facing like 25 years in prison. And Dan commented on Derek's status. Where were these teachers when I was in high school? My sister replied to him, not sleeping with you.
Oh, man. That doesn't get any better than that. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Dan probably got off on that comment. He's like, she responded to me.
Any final thoughts if we do get cut off by the block talk lady?
My hockey team sucks.
I don't have any comment. Got
tank away. Don't go Devils.
Don't go Devils.
No. Hey, we suck.
I thought it was racist.
That's all I got on my hockey team this year.
Okay. JPG?
Tank away.
What? Do you have a final shot if we get cut off?
My final shot is Spider-Man.
My final shot is this. You were all invited to come to my 6-star laboratory.
Oh, my God. I got one thing to say. That's before or after the Bears got eliminated by Al Bundy. Which one?
We're not getting cut off.
We're not getting cut off.